According to RAIN, the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network, approximately every 73 seconds, a sexual assault occurs in America. More than half of reported sexual assault cases are from survivors ages 18 to 34, placing this age group at the highest risk for being attacked. RAIN also found that 1 in 5 women fall victim to completed or attempted sexual assault, while only 5 out of every 1,000 assailants will end up behind bars. What do you know? Tell me how the hell could you know? How could you know? Till it happens to you, you don't know how it feels. The song Till It Happens to You by Lady Gaga and Diane Warren was written and recorded for the documentary film The Hunting Ground, directed by Kirby Dick and produced by Amy Zuring. The film examines sexual assault on college campuses across the nation, while focusing particular attention on school administration's continued failure to seek justice for survivor students. In a Time Talks interview, Kirby Dick addresses this negligence.
You know, it created a second betrayal, really. I mean, they go to these schools, they're completely idealistic, thinking that they're very safe environments, and in most places they are, but there are certain places that are dangerous. And they don't expect that they get assaulted, and then they have the courage to come forward, which is incredible. And then the school, you know, shuts them down and blames them. It didn't always happen, but it happened so many times that it was really surprising.
While laws to prevent sexual assault on college campuses do indeed exist, countless schools still struggle to meet the needs of students who have been assaulted. The 2016 analysis of the Clery Act, conducted by the American Association of Women, found that 89% of the 11,000 colleges in the study had not disclosed rape statistics. Kirby Dick discusses what these statistics mean and how they must no longer be pushed to the wayside.
1 in 5 women will be sexually assaulted in college. And it's, sometimes people say, well, maybe they're just talking about tapping somebody on the butt or something. The reality is more than 50% of those are actual rape or attempted rape. Right. So these are really serious crimes. So more than 1 in 10 will experience rape or attempted rape. And some of them more than once or 2 or 3 times.
The goal of The Hunting Ground and Till It Happens to You is to provide audience members with a better understanding of what is happening on college campuses and to also provide support for sexual assault survivors. Both Gaga and Warren are rape survivors and were able to pull emotions from their personal accounts to provide a powerful message on behalf of those who have experienced similar trauma. Lady Gaga explains why working on the song was so important to her and Warren.
You know, Diane came to me with the beginnings of this beautiful song, and she told me she was talking to the team that was working on The Hunting Ground and about how we wanted to raise social awareness about campus rapes around the world. She knew it was something that was important to me because of my own history.
The song's lyric critiques society's inability to understand the impact that sexual assault has on its survivors. It is difficult for non-survivors to grasp the complex nature of survivor trauma because they simply don't know how it feels to be in this position. Along with the song's lyrics, Diane Warren explains how Lady Gaga's performance illustrates the many stages that sexual assault survivors often go through.
And the fact, the way that how your performance, how it got, you know, it starts out vulnerable. You know, you start out like a victim, and as the song progresses, just like to me, there's like 3 parts. You know, like with the movie, right? There's the beginning of the movie where you see these poor girls going to school, and they're victimized or assaulted, and then they become survivors.
Gaga's performance of Till It Happens to You at the 2016 Oscar Awards embodied the same emotions Warren mentions, making its impact on the audience even more profound. Gaga's emotion is visible throughout the entirety of this performance. During the third refrain, the curtain behind her parts as dozens of sexual assault survivors emerge to join her on stage for the remainder of the performance, many of which were featured in the Hunting Ground film.
Till it happens to you, you won't know how I
After wrapping the performance, Gaga joins hands with survivors to display solidarity. Similar to Gaga's Oscar performance, co-producer Nicole Ehrlich explains how the song's music video plays a fundamental role in advancing the song's message by serving as a public service announcement against sexual assault.
The number one things that I want people to take away from this project: be a leader, not a follower. Be the hero, be the good friend, make good decisions, and value everyone's life.
Ehrlich also addresses how the video exemplifies the urgent need for structural changes in order to adequately address sexual assault.
For institutions, this should be a no-tolerance issue, and we need major policy change.
Tell me how the hell could you know, how could you know, till it happens to you, you don't know how it feels.
The Hunting Ground producer, Amy Zuring, echoes the song's message that support is not directly synonymous with understanding, and explains how rape culture often distorts awareness.
No, it's always solidly the perpetrator's fault. Yeah. And the problem is our culture really doesn't understand these crimes or process them properly. There's a lot of rape myths that make people think it's he said, she said, it's confusing, and actually no, it's not confusing.
Lady Gaga highlights how this apparent disconnect in society's understanding further demonstrates the need for widespread resources and education for survivors.
Being part of the process is getting the message in its purest form around the world as much as possible to breed compassion about this issue, so that when somebody comes forward to the administration at their school, that they really listen and that they really genuinely help them, and they go through the process of making sure that the child is healed in the future. You know, is it just about making sure we find the culprit, or is it about making sure that that kid has access to the right mental wellness, making sure that the kid has access to resources and other students that have been through the same thing. I think that those things are even more important in a way. It's just helping to change the climate of humanity.
Throughout the music video story plot, survivors find comfort from those who have experienced similar traumas. Although the video has a haunting effect on viewers, it also has optimism woven throughout it and promotes the importance of compassion. Gaga suggests that survivors must find the power from within to begin the healing process.
The only person in this scenario that can heal you is yourself.
Right.
And that is the complicated process.
Right.
It's the only person. So what the video, I feel like, teaches people is that it's what's helpful is that we as humanity can be compassionate to one another, to lead each other to those epiphanies. But we can't actually provide them for each other.
Till it happens to you, you don't know how I feel, how I feel.
A month prior to the release of Till It Happens to You, Americans were brutally awoken to the country's deeply rooted sexual assault issue that has taken college campuses by storm. On January 18, 2015, Chanel Miller was sexually assaulted by Brock Allen Turner on Stanford University's campus. The Stanford rape case provided many people with a more accurate understanding of what was happening on college campuses. During this transformative time, both The Hunting Ground and Till It Happens to You helped to shape the future narrative of sexual assault while also spreading awareness. After the release of the song, Lady Gaga tweeted, "We hope you feel our love and solidarity through the song, and perhaps find some peace in knowing you are not alone through this film."
You all know how I feel.
If you or a loved one has experienced sexual assault and need help, the National Sexual Assault Hotline can be reached at 1-800-656-HOPE.